Please turn with me now to Genesis chapter 3, and we'll take up our study of the clothing of Adam and Eve after they have fallen into sin and recognized their nakedness and thereby the unsuitable state they are in to meet with God. We have already noticed that Adam and Eve tried to make garments for themselves. I would say they were pretty crude garments, sewing together fig leaves. Now, as I said to you, there would have been no such thing as needles or thread or cloth or anything of that nature. There was no need for those things in paradise. But Adam and Eve must have done what they could in order to stitch the leaves together, and I'm sure they were odd-looking garments. They must have looked more like scarecrows than a well-dressed lady and man. But of course, what they did by way of clothing themselves was totally unsuitable and unacceptable to God. It reminds us of what men and women do every day. They try to cover their sin with their own works. They try to make themselves acceptable in God's sight by their own works. And of course, it just doesn't work. It's not effective. We read in Isaiah 64 how that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Now, when you get up in the morning and you're beginning to dress yourself, maybe your mum has a look at the shirt or the blouse that you had on yesterday, and she, no, look at the state that's in. You've got it all marked and stained and dirty. We'll have to put a new one on today, and she gives you a new one, freshly washed and laundered. If we went out day after day after day after day after day in the same clothes, well, they'd soon be all filthy. Well, God says, all our righteousness, all the good works that we may attempt to do, they're only filthy rags. They're not only dirty, but they're torn, full of holes. Just imagine that now. That's what God sees when he looks on men and women who dress themselves in their own works. We're going to look today at the fact that if Adam and Eve are to be clothed, it must be in garments that God makes. We also noticed, just before we start today's study, we also noticed that the garments that God made were made to cover them. Look at the verse 21, that's our text. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. Clothe them, cover them. And it's worthwhile to remember in this day of immodesty and indecency that clothing is meant to cover. But let's come now to the fact that if Adam and Eve were to be covered, clothed, then it must be God who provides the garments. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. God, I say this reverently, he turned tailor, garment maker, dressmaker, in order to provide for Adam and Eve clothing. There is only one covering that the sinner can wear and which will make the sinner acceptable in God's sight. And that is the garments that he has made, that he has made. There is a lovely verse in Isaiah, the chapter 61, and the verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath robed me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. That's how God dresses his people and makes them ready for heaven. And if you are not clothed in the righteousness that God provides, then you're a poor-looking sight indeed in the eyes of God. We all have high opinions of ourselves, if the truth were told. We all think ourselves pretty good. But oh, boys and girls, I tell you, if you could see yourself as God sees you, you would form a different view of yourself. And you would realize, I need the garments, the coverings, that only God can supply. Just like Adam and Eve. I'm sure when the Lord drew near to them and they had on their garments of fig leaves, they must have felt doubly ashamed. They must have felt how awful these garments that we have made look in the sight of God. They must have felt foolish. They must have been ashamed. They must have felt condemned as they saw themselves in the sight of the Lord. Oh, we can only be accepted in God's sight when we're clothed in the garments that He provides. Of course, the garments speak of God's salvation. The whole business of clothing Adam and Eve, it was a picture of God providing salvation for the sinner. Only He could do it. God didn't say, as He could have, I'll have the angels attend to you. They'll come down and they'll provide you with garments. He could have said that, but He didn't. It says the Lord clothed them. He took on this very common work. We have to say humble work. This lowly work of clothing Adam and Eve. It's a picture of God providing the salvation that the sinner needs. Jonah once said, salvation is of the Lord. And it is. If you and I are to get into heaven, it will be as a result of what God has done. Of His work. His work. No one else can do it. Acts chapter 4, the verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No one else but the Lord Jesus. I've often gone into a shop, you know, looking for an item. And they said, oh, look, we're just out of those with none in stock. And I said, well, is there anybody else in town that, yes, you can go to, and they'll name another store, another shop. And I can go there and get the item. Listen to me. There's no other supplier of salvation other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Across the world, there are religions innumerable. This man, he believes in this. This man, he believes in something else. They're going down this road, saying it'll get them to heaven. Another one, they're going down this pathway, and they say it'll get them to heaven. And across the world, there are innumerable notions of how to get to heaven. And there are many who today say, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. Any of those paths will eventually lead you to heaven. That's a lie. That's the devil's lie. There is no salvation outside of that which the Lord Jesus Christ provides. Only the garments of righteousness which the Lord Jesus has provided will fit you for heaven. Please make sure you're wearing those garments. Wearing them today. Wearing them today. There's one other thing I want you to notice. Look again at the verse 21. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Listen. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. We're told of the material that was employed in the making of garments. I would imagine that a garment made of fig leaves wouldn't last very long. Could you imagine it? Tell me, well, maybe among the girls, whoever has made in the nice, warm, sunny days of summer a daisy chain. Anybody? Yes. Did it last very long? How many times, as you were trying to pierce the stem of the daisy and feed in another, did it all break? And when you finally did maybe get a dozen daisies all linked together and you were holding up, look, Mummy, it all fell apart even as you were showing it. So I can only imagine that a garment made of fig leaves wouldn't last very long. But God made a garment for Adam and for Eve that endured. It was a garment made from skin, coats of skin, leather. I can but imagine that it would have been the softest chamois type leather. That to me would be in keeping with anything that God does. It would have been the very best. But what is important for us to notice is that it cost a life to clothe Adam and Eve. I might just say to you here, you see that word skins in the verse? Well, in the Hebrew, that actually is in the singular. In other words, it would say coats of skin. Now, it's a Hebrew word that is employed in many places in the Old Testament, and there are places where it obviously has a plural understanding. But it is a word that is singular. So, I'm inclined to think that Adam and Eve were clothed out of one animal skin. An animal which had to give its life. This was the first death that took place on the earth. This animal died. Why? To provide a covering for Adam and Eve. To provide a covering for Adam and Eve. We're not told what sort of animal it was, but there is no doubt that it was a picture of the Lord Jesus, because he gave his life in order that we might be clothed in his righteousness, that we might be fitted for heaven, that we might go at last to heaven, says the old hymn. That's why Jesus died. That's why he gave his life. This animal died to provide a covering for Adam and Eve. The animal became the substitute. You see, Adam and Eve deserved to die. They had sinned. They had defied God's law. God had told them, the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That was the punishment. That was the punishment that was due to them. But God in mercy, instead of slaying Adam and Eve there and then, covered them, clothed them, fitted them for fellowship with him. And another gave its life that they might so be clothed. It's a picture of the Lord Jesus, I tell you. That's what he did. You deserve to die. For your sin, I deserve to die for my sins. But the Lord Jesus Christ took our place. That's why Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgressions. And that animal died because of the transgressions of Adam and Eve. To cover their sinfulness, that animal had to die. That animal had to die. It's the first death, the first sacrifice in the Bible. And from then on, the worship of God involved a sacrifice. Men worshiped God at an altar upon which a sacrifice was offered, reminding them all the time that a sacrifice would have to take place if they were to be reconciled to God and get to heaven. Picture of the Lord Jesus, I tell you. A picture of the Lord Jesus. Speaks of Calvary and his death there, where he died to cover our sins. Psalm 32 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Our text tells us, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them or covered them. Jesus died to cover our sins. Psalm 85, the verse 2. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. You know, if you're saved, if you're wearing the garment of righteousness that the Lord Jesus at Calvary provided, then all of your sins are covered. God can't see one of them. Not one of them. All covered. Are you wearing that garment?
today?
Are your sins covered? Or, as God looks down on this little gathering, are there some here whose sins are on plain view to God? They're not covered because you have refused so far the garment of Christ's salvation. Today, oh today, heed the gospel. Cease rebellion and defiance and call upon the Lord Jesus that you might be saved. There is covering for you today through the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank Thee for Your mercy. We thank Thee for that wonderful event on Calvary. We know, Lord, that it was covered in darkness that day. None of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed or how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere He found the sheep that was lost. Lord Jesus, what sufferings You endured in order to provide righteousness for us. Oh, make the boys and girls to recognize, to realize their need of a covering. And may the Lord Jesus become their garment, their covering. Answer prayer today. Keep Your hand upon our school, we ask. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.